Recording in progress.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I'm Ebony.
And I'm Tasha.
What's up, ladies?
What's up?
Hello.
Y'all doing all right?
I'm doing all right. Fabulous.
Good, good, good. So, when's the last time y'all had... No. Mm-mm. What was the best orgasm that you guys have ever had?
I feel like I said this before on here, but it was in one of those times where I had reunited with somebody from my past. And we were in Texas. I think we went to the Rihanna concert or something. But anyway, we were in a room, and it was one of them nights we had got high and had a few drinks. And yeah, it was, he had to put his hands over my mouth, and he thought the people next door was gonna call the police.
So basically, sound like he was killing you.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, and I'm not a silent fuck by anything, but I'm not usually. It was out of control. I couldn't control myself, and it was just like damn, mama, they gonna call the police on us.
I don't know why I can hear his voice saying that.
Right.
I'm like, ugh, I can hear him. Ew.
What about you, Ebony?
I'm gonna say probably, I guess it's been with my husband. Not probably, but that's not what I was gonna say.
I'm gonna cut you off. I didn't say the last time. That was like 2011.
Okay. The last time.
No, this is the best time. I changed it from the last to the best.
The best time was with my husband. And I cried. And I have not even thought about cheating ever since.
Before you thought about it.
I'm just playing, y'all. But yeah, it was with him. And I literally cried, ugly cry, like.
Jesus. That's the day he snatched your soul.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
So the best orgasm I ever had was a orgasm that was both clitoral and vaginal at the same time. But it was in a different position. I was actually laying on my stomach. And, I had a toy on my clit, and they just both erupted at the same time. And it was just like everything. Like, I'm talking about, I don't even want to move afterwards. Just earth shake. It was so great.
The one I had was both clitoral and G-spot, yeah, as well. But there wasn't a toy involved. And it was also on my stomach.
Mm. I was also going to say that there was no toy involved. But it was also clitoral and the other way. And I was not on my stomach.
You was on top.
I wasn't.
Oh, you was in Mississippi?
I wasn't even, my legs were thrown back.
Your legs were thrown back.
Yes, my legs were thrown back.
Bobby got down, throw it out.
Bobby, throw the legs back. What y'all drinking on?
You know, I am a super huge fan of Seagram's Escapes.
Okay.
And I didn't give her no shout out, but I really like their wine cooler, so that's what I'm having.
Okay.
I'm drinking some Sutter Homes Fruit Infusions Wildberry Wine.
Okay. And I am drinking tequila, some Hoosong Platinum, and coconut water.
Okay.
That's what I'm drinking. I don't have awesome. The bottle of Hoosong because it's too big to just be carrying around from hotel to hotel. So I just got it in this nice little handy dandy apple juice bottle. For transportation.
Oh, that's right. You are hotel living.
Yes, for transportation purposes. Huh?
About this drink I made yesterday at my son's house. It was so bomb, and we are gonna have to have it when we're all together.
Okay.
So I had these mangoes just from work, fresh mangoes, and I had to let them get ripe and right. So when I touched them yesterday on my way out, they were ripe, and so I took them with me to his house because I went to spend the day with my baby yesterday. And so I figured they would have some liquor. I took them with making a drink in mind. I didn't, you know, really know. But anyway, he had some tequila. And so I cut one of the mangoes up and poured the tequila in there with it and just kind of shook it up and just infused the tequila with the mango, with the fresh mango, and just stuck it in the freezer for a while. And then I got some mango margarita mix.
Mm-hmm.
Base, non-alcoholic base that I found at Walmart, and put that on ice. You know, I like my salt and sugar rim.
Mm-hmm.
With the infused mango, and pour that. Oh, it was so amazing.
It sounds amazing.
That
crazy.
Banana pudding look amazing.
That, I was gonna say God. That banana pudding look amazing too.
I'm gonna have some of that on the show tonight. Because I haven't even been into it yet.
Did you put bananas in it, or did you put very light bananas?
Very, very light bananas. Perfect. And when they were, like, not ripe yet, you know, because I don't like for them to turn brown, so I made sure I got, like, some green so they can still
turn while they're in there.
They have time.
Yes.
But very, very light.
Looked delicious.
I mean, it did. I felt like I needed that, but I needed the way that you made the Rice Krispie treats on your vacation.
Absolutely, me too. I'm getting requests in my inbox for them already.
I mean,
just from the pictures that I posted on the banana pudding.
I'm with them. I'm like, shit, let's order that shit.
I mean,
I wanted to make them with the chessmen cookies just because, you know, it was for his birthday, but we couldn't find them. And then today I found them in my own store.
Mm.
They wasn't on the damn cookout. When I tell you, I had a whole attitude thinking, how they gonna not have them? Thinking like, we don't like them or something. I'm mad. Anyway.
Funny. Hilarious.
All right. Where was we at? I'm sorry.
That's fine. But let me see. So, I know last week we went on a Shame-tastic Fest, and I really wanted to do a kink today, but I just can't. I just gotta shame another motherfucker. Like, I just don't understand. I remember it was a time back in the past where we would be shaming people all the time, and I guess it's now that time again.
We're back to shaming. We are,
because motherfuckers is just out here on the same type of bullshit.
COVID gave them a break, but now that, you know, people getting back out into the world, they're acting a donkey. They're just acting a fool.
You know what? And that's probably exactly what it is. I didn't even think about that, but that's exactly what it is. So I'm going to let y'all hear this news clip. And I want y'all to listen to the first five words. words, 5 to 10 words that this news anchor says. I want y'all to really listen to what she say. All right?
I keep some questions, so I don't have a question.
Well, ask us a question while I try to figure out why this ain't cooperating with me right now.
Does it make you a piece of shit to abandon a sinking ship?
What? Does it make you a piece of shit? Are we talking hypothetically or an actual ship?
We're talking like if you're in a relationship with someone and they fall up on hard times, are you a piece of shit for leaving them?
Not at all. If they toxic, it's not to me anyway.
Right. If they're toxic, yes.
It didn't say nothing about them being toxic.
I said if they're toxic, then yes. But I don't know. If you don't want to be with somebody, period, I think you should just jump ship. Like, what the fuck are you there for?
Right, but that wasn't the question. The question
is, sometimes when it gets rough, the people get going or whatever the saying is.
Right. And does that make you a piece of shit? Yes or
like
no?
Men whose women get sick and they can't fuck, they hop ship and go somewhere else.
Correct. Whatever
that is. That would absolutely,
if your man was a six figure nigga and then all of a sudden he's not anymore.
Lost his job. Are you
the type of woman that's gonna leave him because he's not making six figures anymore, or are you gonna stick it out? And if you decide not to stick it out, does that make you a piece of shit? If something happens to him and his dick decides to not work anymore, does it make you a piece of shit for jumping ship and jumping on to another?
I think it's based on the circumstances, because if you're sick,
absolutely.
If you're sick, I think that you're a piece of shit. If I think he's been making six figures all these years, he loses his job and he's not making that no more, I think it's a piece of shit for you to leave. But if his dick don't work and it just don't work because he old or for whatever reasons it just don't work no more, I think you can leave him on that shit. If your dick don't work no more in our relationship, what are you here for? I mean, you're a great person, but I need your dick to work too.
Really, I'm gonna stick beside him. That's my man. I'm gonna stick beside him.
With no working dick?
Yes.
What up, Jay?
What's up, Jay?
What up, Jay?
Hi, Ebony, Tasha, Sharice. Listen, let me apologize. I apologize. I knew it was gonna happen. It's gone. I said, man, watch everybody start coming in here as soon as right before 7 o'clock. And that's exactly what happened.
That's usually what happened.
Apologize for that. But first of all, let me just say, all of y'all look fabulous.
Thank you.
You're looking like you're looking. Looking like you're looking.
Thank you.
So Rissy already know. When she get the tongue emoji in the phone, she know what that is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell her all the time. I get to seeing her sometimes. I'm like, damn, man, you look so good. I almost licked my phone. God. How y'all doing?
So I'm going to bring you in on this question. We're waiting on Shari's shame video. You find your video?
I found the story, but not the video. Okay. But it doesn't matter. I'll tell the story if I can't get the video loaded. I just wanted y'all to hear it. But go ahead.
Okay.
Ask him the question.
Well, then we posed the question and everybody was answering. Does it make you a piece of shit to abandon a sinking ship? There were several different scenarios thrown out. A guy used to make six figures and he doesn't make that anymore. He lost his job. Does it make her a piece of shit if she ditches him? If for some reason his penis stops working properly, does it make her a piece of shit for leaving?
Or does it make her a piece of shit?
Somebody gets cancer. Somebody dying.
Right. Doesn't make you a piece of shit.
For the partner a piece of shit for leaving, you know. So right. Doesn't make right. you a piece of shit for abandoning a sinking ship.
Ooh. Man, that's tough. That's tough. Are y'all asking me or you just let me know?
We're asking you.
Okay. Okay. So, man, that's tough. Okay. So what I try to always do is put myself in the other person's position. Because if I just look at it from my position and one-sided, it's going to be biased. So for me, I would ask the question, would I be a piece of shit for leaving? Would I be a piece of shit for if something happened to where she couldn't have sex anymore? Or so that's what I try to do, right? But at the end of the day, if I'm going to be honest, man, like, it really depends. There's some variables. So if you can be, I mean, honestly, you have to be flexible in that area. If you're trying to say that I can't do certain things, then we're going to talk about an open relationship. We're going to have to talk about, you know, somehow making this thing work. Because if I love that person, yes, I'm going to want to spend time with that person. That's my spouse. It was death to us part. At the same time, are you willing to be flexible? Okay? Because that's not fair, because I'm still a man and I got needs. Just like you're still a woman and you have needs.
Right. That's so how it's supposed to be, till death do us part or your dick or pussy don't work no more.
Right. Now, here's a situation where I feel like you should be okay.
Come on in. I got a customer.
Okay. I was made to feel guilty for abandoning a sinking ship in an instance where a motherfucker, and this wasn't even a man, this was life as a teenager, and a motherfucker that was supposed to be taking care of me wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing, and utilities are being turned off, and I'm packing my shit because I'm not finna stay here in the motherfucking dark. I'm finna find somewhere to go.
Right.
And the motherfucker that was supposed to be in charge of paying this shit got mad at me for leaving and used that term. That was the first time I had heard that term as a 16, 17-year-old. You show is, you always, you quick to abandon a sinking ship. What the fuck am I gonna stay here for? And how dare you try to make me feel bad about leaving?
You're a full adult or whatever. You're an adult. You're supposed to be the one in charge of taking care of me. It wasn't me taking care of you.
So yeah, I was and in an instance like that, even in a romantic relationship, if you in a situation where it's like that, I mean, I don't know. It's just you got some shit to figure out.
I will say, you know what? I will say that right now I'm a piece of shit because I have jumped ship. I have jumped ship on a relationship that I feel is a sinking ship. And so that relationship, there's a huge change in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not in a time in my life where I want to be around anyone under 18. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Those are the ages I'm just not willing to deal with. And if you as a person get pregnant and you're my friend, I love you, but that's just not where I was going in my life. And I don't want to visit. I don't want to do baby showers. I just don't want to do that.
Is that a sinking ship, though?
She's talking about sinking friendship ships.
It's a sinking ship. I mean,
in your mind, your opinion.
Well, in my opinion, yeah, because I don't want to do baby showers, and I don't want to pretend to be happy for you when I'm really not. Like, I'm just not one of those people that when I hear somebody's pregnant, I'm like, oh my God, you're
pregnant. That's a horrible thing to say. Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
I'm like, oh my God, you're pregnant?
She's you.
Look, what have you done to us? Why did you do this to me? And those were my exact words. How could you do this to me? Like, how could you do this to us? So I don't know. But yeah, I jumped ship.
You are really her sister, aren't you?
I jumped ship because I guess I have set expectations for the people in my life. And especially if we're on the same wavelength, all of us are free to travel and go places and do things and go out to eat when we want, spend money how we want, and drink, smoke, edibles, whatever we're going to do.
I'm going to tell you, just like the daughter told me, she said it is not her fault that we was fast little hoes back in the day and had our kids early, and now people are mature, they got their lives together, and they're having children for us to look down on them or not date them or not want to be around them because they were responsible and we were irresponsible.
I look down on those people. I shame those people. I damn them to hell. I don't know why they would want to have children. And my kids are 26 and 27, 20, whatever age they are. All of them, it don't matter. They're 29, 30. It don't matter. I don't want to be around you. I don't want to hear, ooh, girl, this pregnancy. I've been sick all day. I'm already eating. I've already gained 6 pounds. I don't want to hear any of that.
Because they be 5 minutes pregnant and they start showing.
Is it April 26th yet? Is it April 26th yet, 2020? Like, I'm just so fucking over it. I'm just like, please, bitch. I just want to silence you. I just want to hit click on you. You know, it's on the Adam Sandler movie, hit click and fast forward this shit until it's done and baby 18 so we can pick back up. I just feel sorry. It's like, I just be feeling sorry for them. I hate those people, actually. Those people disgust me almost.
Thank you,
Will. And congratulations to you on your new life beginning.
That is terrible. And then you're going to say congratulations after you tell
them. And congratulations to you at the same time. I just can't be a part of your life. And that's, I mean, and at me if you want to. I don't care. That's just the way I feel. I'm jumping ship on the relationship.
Well, let's get into the shame-worthy topic, for you don't have no motherfucking friends that still have ovaries and uteruses to have babies. So, today we are shaming a Churchton, Maryland man. He is 52 years old. His name is Thomas Steeman. We are shaming this motherfucker for...
Churchton man who stabbed a woman with a semen-filled syringe will spend the next 10 years in prison. An Anne Arundel County judge sentenced Thomas Steeman on Tuesday. Back in February of 2020, surveillance video captured him stabbing the woman as she returned to a shopping cart at a grocery store. According to police, he tried to stab two other women before this incident. As part of his sentence, Steeman is no longer allowed to be near that grocery store.
I'm sorry, did you say semen?
Steeman, S-T-E-M-E-N. Steeman.
Steeman.
Yes. Okay. Thomas Steeman. He is 52 years old. He stabbed a woman in a grocery store with a needle full of semen.
I heard that on the news. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
Yeah. Stabbed her where?
In her thigh.
What the fuck?
She was the second woman that he did this to. He did it to another woman at another grocery store.
Wait a minute. So he just had vials and needles filled with semen? Or was he stabbing him? You know what? That's just gross. It's disgusting. It should be assault with a deadly weapon. Because we don't know if that needle was clean. We don't know if he's HIV positive or if he has all any other diseases. And she could have died from that. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. What kind of motherfucker thinks of something like that? Like, how sick do you have to be in your head to even think some shit like that up? And like, did it say his reasoning? Did it say that?
Yeah, what was his explanation for that shit?
Did he even give one?
Nope, not from what I see.
There is fucking no explanation that one could give to explain to me.
There's not. I just wanted to hear if he had one. Either way it went, the shit was gonna be stupid.
But let's guess his race.
So let's talk about his victims first. So the one victim was just a middle-aged woman. The other victim was a 17-year-old.
Ooh. What a setup.
Could you just imagine somebody doing that, and then you are 17 years old, you haven't even started your life, and your life is ruined because you have some kind of disease that you could never get rid of? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's disgusting.
He should be in jail for at least 30 years. At least. There should be no softness. That is a major crime to me.
No chance of parole.
How you cure that kind of crazy?
You don't.
Because nobody just sits at home like she says, and it's just like, I'm just going to fill these vials with semen, and then I'm going to stab someone with a needle with my semen in it.
I don't even understand the gratification in it. Like, what would be the gratification in that?
Anytime somebody does anything with stabbing, with murder or stabbing, that is like a sexual kind of act to them. So maybe that's the only way he can bust. I mean, it sounds crazy, and it is, but maybe he was getting sexual gratification from that. It's just disgusting, man.
I don't understand. On any level. And like Ebony said, he should be under the jail. No chance for parole. What? That's premeditated.
Right.
It is premeditated.
Like, premeditated attempted murder. That.
Whatever the worst case scenario is, that's what they need to throw at him.
Yes, because... correct. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Poor girl. Both of those women are.
But you know, like Shari was saying, especially the 17-year-old, that girl, that baby ain't get, she is a baby. She ain't started her life yet.
Right. I would be so in a state of shock. I probably wouldn't leave my house again.
Could you imagine as a parent? They would put me under the jail.
They would.
Right.
Could you imagine somebody doing y'all babies like that?
I'm going to jail.
I don't even think about that.
Right. I don't even want you to brush up against my child in the store.
Right.
So the fact that you're using a needle full of your semen. Yo, I can't even imagine. He couldn't have stabbed anyone of color.
We don't know what the 17-year-old looks like, but the other lady, she was white.
Wow.
So let's guess his race, because that's what Ebony would like to do. G, what race do you think he is? His name is Thomas Steeman.
Oh, white. Of course. He white. For sure.
He definitely Polish or German or some shit.
No, yeah. Of Caucasian descent, I'm not sure.
Something.
Yeah.
Of European descent, absolutely.
What's your guess, Tasha?
I'm gonna go with the crowd on this one.
Well, that was the correct to go with.
He looks like a dick.
Don't he look like a pervert?
He does.
Dangling face.
Dangling nose ass.
Hell yeah. That's what I was thinking. No dick butt nose ass motherfucker.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That's just, you know, wow.
That's probably the problem. His nose is bigger than his dick. That's probably
I wonder if he is... Micro Dick, are you listening? Because this sounds like some shit you would do.
Oh my God. Man. You just gonna put Micro Dick out there like that?
I am gonna throw Micro Dick out there. This sounds like some shit Micro Dick would do.
Because them motherfuckers be doing that dumb shit.
Right. That man absolutely did not have big dick energy. Big dick energy.
Shit.
That is not big dick energy at all. That is, I have a micro penis all day, every day.
Ugh. On every level.
Not that she said he have a micro penis every day. Like, that shit gonna grow or something.
I mean, micro penises don't grow. They just
stand
up. I know,
but she was like, he got a micro penis every day. Like on Wednesday, it's gonna grow and he gonna have a regular
penis. I'm saying that's micro penis every day.
Oh, okay.
Like, people be like, you know that people use every day at the end of shit? That's okay. What I mean.
All right, got it.
I got it.
All right, can Tasha get some music?
I'm saying it twice or something, right?
Yeah, okay, let me go up. What's it? Is Fucker Fat?
Yeah.
Where your guitar at?
Y'all want the guitar?
G ain't never seen your guitar.
I have. I would love to see your guitar.
You're just supposed to roll with it, G.
I did. I said I would love to see.
Okay.
All right. She flows, she's gonna tell you all what she know. Fuck her fat, fuck her fat. Tell us what she know.
That's amazing. I love it.
Thank you.
That's amazing. I love it.
Amazing though.
Tasha.
Out of this world.
But Tasha.
You know, what I've come to realize is that I'm gonna have haters no matter where I go. You have to do what you love. In spite of who says whatever.
If you're not doing something right, honey.
You come play the guitar.
Saying if you don't have haters, you're not doing something right, honey.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly
it's
right.
It's when you don't, honey, that get with the program.
Real talk.
I got motherfuckers to claim they love me, hating on me daily.
Well.
So sad. My fuck or fat today. Breathing is key to lasting longer in sex and having more intense orgasms. Fuck or fat.
I'm not going to answer because I just learned this today.
Fat.
I'm making a mess.
Breathing.
I'm gonna say I absolutely believe that because I know that if you breathe while you're giving head, it'll go further in your throat. So I'm gonna say yes on that.
If you breathe while the dick is in your throat, it'll go further.
Breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose.
Inhale.
I just appreciate the confidence in which you said that.
Yes. I didn't get these DL cells for nothing. These DL cells go to work.
Hey, let's go.
Dang, they go to work. They got a job.
All right, Tasha.
So, Tasha, what is
it? Okay, it isn't. Of course, y'all all know it's a fact. Yes. But for the people out there, I'm going to read the insert, okay? So, the importance of your breath. Proper breathing supplies necessary oxygen to your cells and frees emotions and sensuality. It can lead to euphoria and even orgasms. I can't see. Hold on. The breath is key to lasting longer in sex, having more intense orgasms, and feeling more intimate love. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Hold on. Here's the problem. We hold our breath too much.
Yep.
How are you breathing right now? Mm-hmm. I am breathing right now. How are you breathing right now?
It's true.
Pay attention to it, right? No doubt it's shallow, barely expanding your chest, right? Mm-hmm. Shallow breathing is not healthy at all. So,
listen.
Breathe on purpose, people. Breathe on purpose.
Breathe.
With purpose.
Listen. Okay,
I am actually helping my boys right now, every day, and they don't even know. I'll be glad when the day that I can talk to them as men and say, son, y'all want to know one of the major reasons I would always have you sit up, chest back, making sure that you are breathing, making sure that, and I use that stature. The stature, you know, it excludes confidence when you stand up, your airways are open, and it also helps you in that bed. It's those moments where I'm like, damn, I ain't breathing, and I end up busting too damn quick. But when I'm concentrating, and I'm taking those deep breaths, and I'm taking those breaths as I'm in my movement, in my flow, and really, seriously, when I am connected here and here, mm-hmm. Oh, man, you talking about some of the best sex ever.
Absolutely.
That's a true statement.
It's also amazing with people who are deal with trauma from sexual traumas and things like that. Absolutely. It helps with healing. It helps healing with traumas, all kinds of trauma as well. Here's a tantra tale I want to read real quick. It says, one patient of mine, Kate, protested that her boyfriend did not love her enough. When I asked her to take deep breaths and focus on her body sensations, she resisted. Whenever she complied, floods of tears would fall, revealing her pain. She was like a little girl desperately wanting love, but being afraid that even if she received it, she would lose it. Mm-hmm. So she kept the breath and the love at a distance.
With
encouragement and understanding, she was able to take deep breaths and allow emotions to surface and feel more love.
It does make sense because, not to take anything away from what Tasha just said, because that was beautiful, but when you watch pornos, them bitches be like,
that's not breathing.
That's not breathing. They're
just making
noise.
Oh, I thought it sounded like breathing to me.
No, and all the way in. All the way,
when they're kissing.
No, you're inhaling all the way in your nose and you're releasing the air through your mouth. Like, that is a true breath.
Those are shallow breaths. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's the shallow breathing that we do daily.
That's the shallow, yeah. It's the quick breathing.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be quick. It's a proven fact as well as when you are, it makes total sense what Tosh was talking about when you explain it that way. It is a proven fact that you can't think clearly when you're upset because you stifle your breathing, your breath. That right there.
Yep.
You can't talk. Your body starts to shut down to some degree. You can't get oxygen to your brain. And that's why a lot of times when people get mad, they then calm down when they're in certain situations or a confrontation. And they, damn, I wish I would have said this.
Or they black out.
Right. Altogether.
Right.
Altogether. Yeah. So that makes total sense.
Well, this is a great segue into our topic, Tasha. And that's the reason why I knew what your answer was. Because I have my lover and I, we have decided that we were going to do sex in a different way. Like, we're not gonna do all the stuff that's normally done in sex. Like, we're gonna try to think outside the box with like every sexual encounter. So one of the things that we have been learning is to breathe. It does prolong your orgasms about 10 more seconds, and I know everybody's like 10 seconds, but if you're already in having a euphoric orgasm, 10 seconds matters.
10 seconds is a long time when you're in an orgasm.
Exactly. So, yeah.
That's a long time. Count to 10. Well, yes. In Mississippi, in between every
yeah.
number.
So that breathing, yeah. So breathing is definitely something that we've been learning about, and also it also, but the breathing also allows you to, like, it just, like she says, it just gives oxygen to different parts of your body, and it does increase your sensuality. But so our topic today, and I'm going to ask you guys a question. How many different ways can a woman orgasm?
I say I'm sorry, because Gina's
yeah,
the guest.
He's the guest.
No, well, I'm asking, that's are we talking about physically?
Whole entire totality of the body. How many different ways can a woman orgasm?
I'm so glad that I'm here, because this is great information. I know several ways from what I've heard.
Okay, I need a number.
You need a number?
Mm-hmm.
Please, today.
Don't do G.
You tiptoed around that motherfucking question. It's okay.
Come on, give me a number. It's okay.
Just throw
four. Okay, four ways. Okay, Ebony.
Four is not enough, G. I'm going to say, I'm going to say like 175.
Okay, Tasha.
170.
Listen, Tasha.
I'm going to say that there's probably a number out there, but I'm going to say that it's immeasurable, because there's so many ways and things and veins and...
And that's why I was forced to give a number.
So I'm going to say it's immeasurable for me.
I don't have enough information. So, because that's why I said physically.
I don't want to give you enough information because it's our topic. I'm just asking a question. All right. So if you do research, you're going to get anywhere between 4 to 7 different ways for a woman to orgasm. But in my recent studying of different types of sex, different types of ways, all different kinds of stuff to get an orgasm, I have found 8 that are very strong ways for you to, for a woman to orgasm.
Why did I say 175 ways?
I don't know. But, you know, I appreciate the infinite ways, because, I mean, yeah, I appreciate that, but I'm just saying we're going scientifically and stuff. So, number one, because I see you got your handy dandy PNG, is the G-spot.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So everyone knows about the G-spot. If you don't know,
insert your fingers into
the woman's vagina,
is
about an inch, and do the come here. Yeah, so that's the G-spot. Another way is cervical. And I know you're thinking, you know, her vagina? No, like, actually a woman who has her cervix and actually penetrating, or not really penetrating, but actually hitting. First of all, if you're a small man, you can't do it. But if you are well endowed enough to reach her cervix and you engage, that is called
that cuts
the,
that out for me.
That is called the A spot. It is called, it's called the A spot. So if you see like an A spot vibrator, it's for a deeper type of penetration, because that's one of the other spots that you can have an orgasm. A woman can have an orgasm in. If she has had a hysterectomy, forget about it, bro. She ain't got a cervix. Your dick is just gonna be in there.
Let's
go.
So the best toys to get a cervical orgasm with besides a man with a, you know, elongated dick.
That's probably how my husband feels.
Shut up, girl. It's a crystal.
I got a hysterectomy.
A crystal or a glass vibrator. Or, not vibrator, dildo, whatever, toy. Those are the best two toys because they are elongated enough to reach the cervix. So
for the A spot?
For the A spot or the cervical, yes. Yeah. All right, and so then the next one is anal. So everyone knows about anal sex, but a lot of people don't know that you're supposed to be slow and sensual with anal sex because every video you see in porn, they just beating that shit up. That is not...
Roger, loop it up and shove it in.
Yes. Yes.
That shit is... Man, yes. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, yeah, so one thing about the anal orgasm that a lot of people don't actually get to encounter, but except for a lot of gay men, because they do know and understand the anatomy of their anal holes, is that when you do go slow and sensual, it is... The orgasm that you receive is hitting your root chakra, so therefore it is grounding you. It is keeping you at a place of stability when you orgasm. So therefore the orgasm comes in waves. So if you've had an anal orgasm, it is going to be wave-like instead of like the vaginal orgasms where they're just more of a, you know, jolt of an orgasm that kind of, you know, fizzles. It's going to be a wave, like you'll be at a high and then it'll come down and it'll go back up. So it'll be have a wave effect if you are doing anal the proper way.
Gee.
And then...
Now, I have to ask this question. Have you ever had an anal orgasm?
Oh.
You.
Have I had one? No. Ma'am.
Okay.
You know
what?
I'm cool on that.
I'll share after we get
to give. Definitely want to give.
You know what
I want that. Yeah, I'm into this. Yes. Okay. Coming in wave two. Yes.
It's definitely going to happen to somebody.
Yes. All right. And so then the fourth way.
I'm trying on Miss B, Mrs. B tonight. Great notes.
He's taking good notes. He's gonna be ready for her. So the next way is clitoral. So everyone knows that, like, that's your clitoral orgasm is your most intense rush that a woman's gonna have. You know, the G-spot orgasm lasts a little bit longer than your clitoral. The clitoral is gonna be very intense, and just to add a little asterisk to your note, make sure that in any type of sex that you are having with a woman, you are stimulating her clit as well. Like, I know you want to beat it up and everything. Beat it up, but take the thumb and rub the clit. Like, trust me. Give the clit some attention every time. All right, and so then the next one is the... The next one is the erogenous zones. So that includes mostly mainly your nipples, but there's all kinds of erogenous zones all over your body that if stimulated properly, you can have an orgasm from. And then the next one is squirting. And I know that everyone's going to be thinking, oh, well, if you squirt, I mean, if you just have sex and the girl can squirt, she's just going to squirt. In all actuality, the way the skin gland is on it's on both sides. So therefore, if you stimulate the inside of her vagina right in the walls, because the vagina is kind of like a wishbone going upside down, so... If you stimulate the sides of those walls and you hit her skin glands, she can actually have an orgasm, a squirting orgasm that way as well. And there doesn't have to have any penetration involved. So squirting does not mean, you know, we've already been through this about what it is and what it's not. And we're not going to go there today. And then another one was like, I knew that this was an orgasm, but I, because I've never experienced it and I don't know anyone who has, it was like, I don't know.
Mute your phone, G, please.
G, can you please mute your phone?
Can I what?
Mute your phone so we can't get your background.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Thank you.
But I'm back now.
Oh, okay.
I'm muted.
All right. And so.
Hopefully they're not.
So what you missed was the erogenous zone, which are like your nipples, and then squirting. Those are the two that you missed. All right. And then the next one is energy. And
did you spell, what is that, erogenous zone?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes. And then the energy is, you can have infinite orgasms. When your energy is right, that includes your breathing, that includes your mind space, that just includes a total body alignment, and you can literally orgasm with your thoughts alone.
It I've doesn't, done it. That's why I said. That's why my answer was what it was, because
yeah, so
done that by myself without even touching myself, just mentally aligned and.
So that was the seventh, and that's all I could ever find. But
I thought you said about eight.
We got some more.
Should be a long winded.
Yeah, because it's my topic. It's the topic.
Come on, church mother.
All right. Call me the damn church mother, but okay, I'll take it.
You see how I cleaned that up? Yeah, somebody fine ass auntie church mother. Yes.
I see that. Yeah. So I went into further research, and so there are other orgasms. A sleep orgasm, which none of us have any control over, only your thoughts and stuff before you go to bed. So you can't really give someone a sleep orgasm. That's not waking somebody up out of their sleep and fucking them until they orgasm. This is literally basically a wet dream. Or in Ebony's case, being fucked by spirits.
Oh, no, sex, I'll be having them all of the time.
I was just getting ready to ask, do y'all still have those? Do y'all still have wet dreams?
Hell yeah.
I have them every now and then.
Yes,
It's rare that I have them. Like, I might have them once or twice a year. But, yeah, and it still happens. Sometimes I'm like, damn, is this shit normal?
Mm-hmm. I'll be having them once or twice a month.
Like that, Eddie?
Yes. That's why I believe it's a spirit of my house.
She blames a spirit.
Is that what you do?
Alright, and so then
that's all you, Evan. That's all you, baby. That spirit within you, girl. Say the enemy in a me.
I can't.
Okay.
So the next one is exercise or corgasms. These are people who do intense workouts, and as a result, they have an orgasm because of it.
That damn art trainer at Planet Fitness, I swear to God, every time I got on that thing, and I had made a post about it few years ago, I was like, oh my God, like, I love you. Like, I'm so happy you entered my life. Like, that thing is the truth.
You said what?
I said I had an orgasm when I was working out too. He put his hands around my neck. And his boot in my boot. That's how that happened.
All right, I'll take it. So this.
Hold on. Can I listen? Now, I think most of you all follow me on Facebook and you know how much I work out. This is a real thing?
It's a real thing.
I'm upset by this.
There are a lot of women who...
I was being sarcastic.
There are a lot of women who have orgasms when they work out.
Yeah.
I don't know about men, because I guess like you, they only think on actually...
Especially if they have jewelry.
Yes. Definitely. You're taking
Yes. Okay. I'll get you.
So the last one I found, I was completely shocked by it. But I researched the hell out of it because it just completely fascinated me. One of my coworkers told me that this has happened to her, which is the reason why it made me investigate what the fuck it really was. So have you guys ever heard somebody say they have had a backgasm or a sacral orgasm is the real name for it?
Never have I ever.
Okay, so your sacral area or chakra is your...
I mean, I totally believe it, but yeah.
It's right above your coccyx bone, so that's your tailbone. So if you reach in the back, your back right now, and you touch the top of your tailbone, if you go a couple inches in between, well, like a half your fingertip in between, you'll feel the bottom of your spine, and then you'll feel your coccyx bone. So right in between that is where your sacral area is. Okay?
I can honestly say I have never had a bootygasm.
So it's a backgasm. So the sacral area is like a diamond. So the tip would be that area in between your coccyx bone and the tail end of your vertebrae right there. So it's in a triangle. So what you would do is you would get massage, the heel of your hand massage on both areas of the top of the triangles. You would just knead those areas and shake them and knead them until they loosen up. And the more you knead into them in a massaging way, it causes an intense climactic orgasm that's like better than penetration. Like it's just like, they say it's the best orgasm that you didn't know that you could even have. It can happen on a massage table. Say it again?
For women and men?
The story that I read, the couple stories that I read said it is for men and women, but as I was speaking to my partner about this, I was like, can you even orgasm with your penis laying flat on a mattress? Like, you know, isn't that uncomfortable? But you know, anyway, so this is actually a technique that some chiropractors use for women who have lower urinary tracts or sexual dysfunction problems. They actually go in and do an actual massage with a device to stimulate those areas, so it gives a woman relief in her urinary tract, or it allows her to open up and expand her pelvic area, because it's so close to the pelvic area that it kind of, you know, reverses a lot of her sexual dysfunctions and stuff like that. So that was...
I have one of those massage guns, those very powerful ones.
I think that would be perfect for that.
I think that is the best thing to try to put right there and see.
Yes, and you have to make sure that you do both sides. Do both sides of it. I'll send y'all the video that I watched that shows you how to do the massage. It doesn't tell you how to do it sexually, but it tells you how to find it and stimulate it. Because I did a lot of research on that today. But there were actually 9 that I found. 10 that I found, but they said that there were only 7. And then I was like, oh, well, it's really only 8. But then I went and researched more, found us a total of 10 different ways for you to make a woman orgasm. So if you only making your woman orgasm like 4 ways or 3 ways, you a lazy fuck. Period. I said it.
You are correct.
You lazy. Either
that or you didn't know.
That too.
We've been to try all of this. All of this is going down. This is happening.
Miss P.
I'm excited. Teach me. Because I am a person who I love to give pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get twisted. I love to receive it as well, but I give more pleasure giving pleasure. So, like, this is excellent for me. Like, I wonder have to have a term for that. A person who gets pleasure from giving pleasure. What's that term, y'all? Y'all know that term?
A sucker.
You know what? Did you just say a sucker?
I'm just playing.
Did you just say a sucker? See, it'd be that bullshit right there. It'd be that shit right there.
Oh my God.
That shit right there.
I'm sorry, I had something like an edible. This just really, I apologize. Sorry.
But yeah, I do. So this is, I love all of this. I'm gonna try all of this. I got the little massage gun and all of that. Got that.
You got that all already?
What's next?
What's next? What?
Next is say my name, say my name.
Say my motherfucking name.
Hey, I think we are all just in sync with our topics today because I have a letter and I'm just going to read it. The title is I'm Not Coming. Ladies, I have been in a loving relationship with my high school sweetheart for 8 years. He is the only one I have ever been with. I want to say that the sex is amazing, but I have never had an orgasm. I know.
What?
I have gone to several physicians to see if there's something wrong with me, and they have all said I was perfectly fine. I have never masturbated. Jesus. I wouldn't even know where to start with that. Please help y'all. I want to come so bad. Girl, we just gave you so much advice over this whole episode.
Send him this episode.
I want to know why she's even having...
You can't miss what you've never had. You can't miss what you've never had, I guess.
Why is she even having sex? What's the point?
Yeah.
Why is she having sex with him?
Where's the pleasure come from? What's the pleasure?
Yo, there are so many women. There are so many women that have never had an orgasm.
Are you for real?
Well, this girl sounds like she's still... I don't want to say she's still a virgin, but I guess she's still a virgin to having orgasms. But there are plenty of women who have never had an orgasm before. I mean, yeah, haven't had an orgasm. So many.
Mm.
But you need to rewind this message that we have for y'all tonight. This episode is for you. Go back. Learn how to pleasure yourself. Learn how to masturbate.
She's got to learn her body first. You're right.
Yes. Learn what makes you... You have to feel yourself, touch yourself, know yourself, love yourself. Right. And that is the only way anybody is ever going to be able to pleasure you. And pleasure you the way you need to be and want and desire to be pleasured. You have to know how to pleasure yourself. So please... get a book on tantric sex. Watch porn so you can try different positions. Get some toys, all toys.
Just buy a book of Kama Sutra or something. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, a book of Kama Sutra. Yeah, that. You can, all of that. Just do all of that and then tell us how it turns out.
Start with yourself, though. Don't even fuck nobody else. Start with yourself. Fuck yourself first. Learn yourself first. Because if you don't know what your own touch feels like on your own body, how you gonna tell somebody else how to please you if you don't even know how to please yourself?
You can't.
Is it possible?
Sometimes I'll be sitting over here when we're recording, and I'll be touching myself all day, all the time. I like the way my skin feels. I feel soft and lovely and luxurious. luxurious. You know what I mean. So, yes. I love you.
Speaking of which, Natasha, you just got up, girl.
What happened?
You did.
What you doing, girl, with them things you do?
Some little shorts.
Just got up, and I'm just seeing just a little. I just got like a bag in or two, and I was like, good.
My bad, G. I'm sorry.
Don't be. Don't be at all.
Goodness gracious.
Hey, but G, you said you had some questions and some stuff you want to talk to us about before we get up out of here.
And I do. Okay. I really do.
All right.
This was so on time. When I got your text, I was like, yes, this is so perfect. And kind of on topic.
Okay.
What we're talking about. So it's a friend of mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who has come to me, and he is having issues with his wife, okay? So his wife isn't on his freak level, basically. Okay? So this is kind of how we explained it. How I explained it to him, I was like, okay, so what do you mean? Like, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think you are? He says he's probably about a 9, 8.5, 9, and she's like a 3.
Super.
And
it's never going to work out. He's going to cheat on her if he's not already.
That's why, listen, okay?
Okay, so go ahead, finish.
Right, so what they've done, they sit down, they've talked, they've had conversations, so they're, what, basically they talk, and what I guess what she can handle is, like they're in different, I don't know if you guys heard of the lifestyle groups, LS groups.
Mm-hmm.
So basically lifestyle is anything, poly relationships,
mm-hmm.
Threesomes, constant threesomes, anything out of the norm from a monogamous relationship, basically. Okay, so she's gotten in these groups, things of this nature, allowing him to occasionally have sex with other women.
Okay.
Yeah, so his issue is, though, he wants her to come.
Does she get to have sex?
Or come, at least, he doesn't think it's even possible for her to come to his level, but he asked me, do you think it's in the realm of reality for her to even come up a few levels?
It's not. And the fact that she's opened up the relationship for him to be able to go and do those freaky things that he needs to do, she just wants him to get it out of his system. So she's never going to be there. She thinks it's just a part of what he's doing right now. She's not going to get there.
She thinks it's a phase.
She's not going to. Yeah, if any time a woman.
She thinks it's a phase.
Yeah, that's.
Because my question is this. Because she's not going and participating in those things with him, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes she does.
She might be trying to learn.
Okay, well, then that's different.
So my question.
Yeah, sometimes she does.
My question is this.
Okay.
Is she open and willing to learn those things to try to bring her freak level up to a level that is appeasing to him? Or is she just completely...
Well, it sounds like, from what it sounds like and the information he's giving me, it sounds like she is.
She's willing.
I mean, even the fact that when he came to her about, you know, adventuring out, trying to, you know... Even if there are certain things that she's not comfortable with, for instance, she's not comfortable with anal. She does not want to do it at all. So one of the ways that he can get that out is to, to go somebody else who does enjoy it. So one thing that I asked her, I was like, "Well, so is it just like you just random women? Like, how do y'all go about doing this?" So basically, they're in these groups, and you know, they get to. I guess what they do, they basically date the women, mm-hmm. per se. So yeah. They go out, meet up, see if it's a good fit, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And if she, once she's comfortable and says, you know, hey, you know, she seems pretty cool, you know, whatever, then she allows him to, mm-hmm. you know, to do that. And I told him, I said, well, it sounds like I'm... Kind of like what you said, Tasha. It sounds like she's trying to learn, especially when I found out she's participating in some.
Okay.
So he did let me know that she's uncomfortable with it, but she's trying to be more comfortable.
Yeah, like, the fact that she opened the shit up tells you that she's making all the more effort to figure shit out.
And that's what I told.
Like,
that's what I told.
Most bitches would be like, hey, I'm not doing that shit. You gonna get this pussy how you gonna get it. And that's that.
That's that. And if you don't like it, hit the door.
Right.
So that's what I told him. I said, listen.
What's your friend's name, G?
It sounds like she's really trying. It sounds like she's really... No?
I'm talking to Ebony. You keep talking. I'm telling her because she know we can't do no editing because we are videoing this. And she trying to get you to say people names. She being messy. That's why I shook my head.
No, we're not doing that.
Well, I gotta go, y'all. So y'all can keep it going, but I'm gonna have to check out. So
thank you, Tasha. Right.
I hold on, Tasha. Can you get up, pussy? I think there's something over there in the corner over there. Go see what it is before you go.
I'll give y'all a grand exonado.
Okay, do the grand exit. No.
Make sure y'all shout out Torn Couture.
That's right. When y'all see that Torn Couture in the back right there.
One of our new sponsors, www.torncouture.com.
You walking too fast, Tasha. You walking too fast.
No, she not. She walking just right.
All right, Tasha, until next time, Tasha.
Bye.
Shit, I think, man, I'm hoping I have one of them dreams tonight.
You want me to send my spirit?
Send it, girl.
You didn't.
Send that spirit. I'm going to dream about Tasha tonight.
Oh, that's going to be your dream tonight?
That's going to be my dream tonight. But yes, the fact that she, I told him, I was like, man, that's big. I said, you know how many women? And I do not mean to be stereotypical, but y'all know how many black women are not okay with, you know what I'm saying? A lot of black women are, that I know personally, with it, you know, they're not that open, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, so the fact that she's willing and trying, I'm like, bro, that's big. That's,
I mean, huge. I've been poly and non-monogamously dating for 3 years now, and so, it's a different state of mind, but it is, it's so healthy. I mean, it's just healthy for me at this point.
Yes. And could you allude to that a little bit? Could you expound on that a little bit more, kind of your experiences? And was it a transition? Was that transition easier? Was it hard? Was it, you know, how was that transition into that?
In my last marriage, and it was completely rejected. So I kind of already knew that, like, I had already, I was already poly, like, previously before this. So, even though those relationships did not work out, the relationships I built with those people are still in my life to this day. And so, therefore, I would say they were successful relationships because I'm still cool with them all. They may not have been the, you know, grow old together forever shit, but we forever friends as a result of it. So, that's just something that I wanted to go back to and just being able to be my authentic self and be able to be free and openly bisexual and also, you know, and the fact that I'm a serial long-term relationship person, you know, being able to still have a partner and having a long-term, the stability of having a long-term relationship with them, and then also being able to have me a female partner or an additional male partner as he does the same thing, but we are the foundation of our relationship. That's what I wanted ultimately, and so now that's what I have, and I'm enjoying it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's so good. Because it is healthy. It is so healthy. And correct me if I'm wrong, and tell me what you guys think about this. Do you think the reason people are not more open to this way of thinking is because of the way society, the things that we've been taught, so-called social norms, and the fear of maybe even being rejected?
What do you think? I think it is if they're in our age group.
Mm-hmm.
Because the younger people, they don't. These people doing everything, everybody, right? They trying everything.
Their best life is every day that they wake up.
Yeah,
I said their best life is every day that they wake up. They live,
exactly.
They live their life so fulfilled. Like, I just look at my kids and I'm just like, they just be walking around here like every day I'm fulfilled. Like,
right. Exactly. I'd be like, why are you so damn happy for what you? But that's just the way they're just so carefree and just it's almost like they're that hippie.
The hippies. Yep, yeah. That's it.
It's just like they're the new age. They are. That's what it is.
That's the exact term for it.
So yeah, so they're not caring. But when you get to people our age, they're like, you know, they still getting used to sucking dick. The other generation brought us in. That one, like right up under us, probably our kids or Shari and I's kids' generation. You know, they eat the booty like groceries, I guess. That was the next thing. And then now it's like,
right.
I don't even know what they're doing now. They're trying, like, you can't even keep up.
Right.
So, yes, if they're your friends, if they're around our age and they're having the problems, they're just closed mind.
Mm-hmm.
Depending if she's churchy, if she grew up in the church or cares about what people think about her.
Yeah, that's what he's
outside
saying,
of their marriage, then that is going to make a huge difference.
I agree. 1,000%.
Okay.
All right. You good?
Yes. And let me just say this. Because I feel like, so talking to you all has made me feel more better about the advice that I give when I'm writing. And I'm writing online with what I should be telling.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like that's big, that is huge. And they are our age, which lets me know that she has thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
That she has, you don't just become this open overnight.
Right.
She's thought about this.
She's found a quality or qualities in this man that she loves and cares for, and she wants to foster that, but respect the freak that she is not.
Right. She probably spoke to her friends about it. Her best friend. And her best friend knows, or she has a sister that's close. She's probably walked through this situation. She's talked this out. It's not something that you think of every night. And I think that if you stay in your head too much with it, you'll talk yourself out of it.
You sure will.
But if she's talking through it with one of her friends, and they're like, you know, he does everything. And some women are like, yo, he does everything. Like, he's a provider. He takes care of his kids.
And all he asking me to do is fuck me in my ass, and I can't do it.
Right, and so the friend's gonna be like, girl, she's gonna be like, shit.
Let him borrow my asshole.
Right, send him to my house. Or she gonna let him play, or they're gonna learn how to play together.
Mm-hmm.
But right. I think that she just might, all women aren't into anal.
They're not.
Right. That is no big thing. There are a lot of women, probably 72% of women are not into anal.
Right.
They're just not going to do it. They're not going to try it. You can't convince them. That's just them. And at first, who would blame them? Who blamed them? You know what it is. You're like, no, never, never, no way. So you're on that same page with them. So, I mean, that might not be something, but she might like something else. She's just going to have to walk her slow into this lifestyle. If that's what lifestyle she's going to...
If he really wants her to get into anal, he should try it with her. I'm not saying in the sense of allowing another man to penetrate him. I'm just saying that you both buy a small pegger. You know, the one that's about pinky size. Both of you insert it in you. and do, you know, some breathing techniques, some Kegels, like do some stuff just to get like his prostate, he gonna hit his prostate. Y'all can stimulate each other in that way. Learn that shit together. So if he sees how it feels, he'll recognize, you know, and learn how to pleasure you in that manner. So, you know what I'm saying? It don't have to be something to where somebody is actually pegging him or penetrating him in that manner. It could literally be the one insert and y'all share that experience together.
Right. And she's probably thinking once he feels it, if they do that, like Shari said, when he feels it, he'll be like, okay, well, this is exactly why I know why she didn't want to do it. The same reason y'all don't want to get fucked in your ass is the same reason some women don't want to get boned in the booty. It's the same. It's no different.
I totally understand that. So I'm going to present it to him that I don't think he ain't going to go for it. I don't think. But you know what?
Just let him hear the show.
So people surprise you.
Just because you get pegged, just because you might try it 1 to 3 times, that does not make you a gay man.
It does not. I mean, when people talk about sexual liberation, like, you have to be completely sexually liberated as a person. Like, it don't matter if it's just a woman or a man. Like, you want to know everything within your body that is sexual, that you can get pleasure from. So why not at least experience it? Like I said, it doesn't have to be a repetitive penetration. It can be an insert. Your doctor inserts his fingers in your ass to check your prostate. Just insert it, see the pleasure in it, and go.
He was saying like, nah, sis, no, I mean, nah. He like, nah,
I'm good. But this is the thing. But I get it. Because, prime example, when we were on the big call, when we had all those guests and everything, and some of those guys was like, man, I ain't letting nobody lick my ass. That, you know, and stuff like, I'm like, nigga, you was missing the fuck out. What is you talking about? This shit is fucking amazing.
They stubble back.
Do y'all remember that?
Yes.
I remember that. I just remember that you like your legs thrown back.
Yeah, he said, throw my legs back. Eat this booty hole.
No. Y'all see? Ebony, you a mess. You a complete and total mess. You always got to take it there, don't you?
I mean, you just said you liked your legs thrown back.
No, I didn't. I said I like my ass licked. I don't have to throw my legs back. Or to lick my ass.
That means you're not getting your ass licked the proper way.
Right. If you barely hold them up, okay. You gotta hold them up. You gotta get them back a little bit.
He's like, whatever you can get while exactly. You're jacking me off, that's all you got.
Can I get that example again, please? Can I please get that?
This has been a very explicit episode.
No.
Man.
You're so stupid. Ebony, take us out of here.
Whatever you have been disrespecting our episode with tonight that you eat it on that plate, continue to eat that shit.
I was not being disrespectful, Ebony.
We are a professional ass podcast. And you come on eating like we at home at your kitchen motherfucking table.
Like, so what's the difference between y'all sitting, y'all drinking, and me occasionally eating something?
Occasionally? Like, you had a whole plate of something. What you got over there? What somebody brought you? Chinese? Beef and broccoli? What? Because it's something. A cheesecake.
Cheesecake?
Strawberry.
Is that not your cheesecake?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, that's what it's called. That's what the company's called. No company. See, I got to shout them out. That's so disrespectful.
Came and delivered it to.
That's so disrespectful.
That's why I was late to the call, because Glenn was in here. And he's a... Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Glenn, I'm calling your ass out. Welcome, not your cheesecake. Are we going to pick my two up when I get there on the 22nd of October. Thank you.
And I'm going to need me too as well when I get there on the 22nd of October.
Have y'all had the Tennessee whiskey?
I haven't. I've only had the birthday cake and the regular one.
Get whatever you like and get a Tennessee whiskey. It will change your life. I promise you. The absolute best cheesecake I've ever tasted in my life. And I'm a strawberry.
It's bomb.
Well, he needs to know that we will be there on the 22nd of October.
If you ever have those stuffed turkey legs, I need
y'all gonna be here on October 22nd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go. What we doing, y'all? What we doing?
I mean, we just gonna be there. All three of us just...
Emmy, don't do that.
Y'all get to see me in real life.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby.
I'm in the building.
We have tons of activities planned.
In the same room?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We're going to do our photo shoot, and we got some other stuff that we're doing. We're meeting some sponsors. We're doing all kinds of stuff. We're doing some things. Nice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking forward to that. I'm going to write that on my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
October
22nd. Mm-hmm. We'll be there. Mm-hmm. All right, Ebony, take us out. Thank you, G, for joining us. You want to tell the people how to follow and find you?
Anytime. You can follow me. I'm on Facebook, Gennaro Pratchard. On Instagram, it's purely GP on Instagram. And then, what is my... Man, I can't never remember my damn Snapchat. I'm going to have to look at it. I'll get it to y'all next time.
Right. Give them that Instagram again.
Purely GP.
Okay, so y'all remember to reach out to Purely G and let him know how fucking disrespectful that was. Yes.
Purely GP. Don't send them
and
to me.
Reach out to him. Let him know. Get him together, y'all. Ebonites, get him together. All right, so you can follow... Oh, we have three sponsors. We shout out TornCouture.com a little while ago. So you can find her on Facebook and Instagram, I believe. Mm-hmm. Torn Couture. OpulentConcierge.com. They plan parties, take pictures, make t-shirts.
One-stop shop. Everything
you can think of, it is an awesome, and all these businesses are black owned. And ebonycandleelements.com, the same thing. The Candle Lady on Instagram and Ebony Sims. You know, y'all can just call me at 205-71. Y'all know how you reach me. Reach me here or reach me there. But you know you ain't getting no stitches.
I'm about to say micro penis about to be like.
Man, I was like, no, she's not being serious.
Yeah, she's about to get all kinds of motherfucking snaps pictures of him because he stay in our DMs dropping them micro dick pics.
Like. Micro penis. We told you to back up micro penis. Don't. Look, I'm trying to get this closing. I'm trying to get this closing. Yeah.
Somebody's gonna
be his little bitty ding-a-ling. Micro penis on Instagram.com is who he is. Probably y'all look him up too. Okay. So you can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Y'all still can't leave us a message, y'all. But we still welcome the feedback, the comments, the short ideas, and Ebonites. You know how I adore your advice requests, so keep them coming. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Audible. I said YouTube. Make sure you are clicking the notification bell so that you know every time we upload an episode. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, if you are looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, we got it. With your whole ass friends. So you can go to www.naturallyunbothered.com. That is www.naturallyunbothered.com. Click the merch link. Get that merch. We will have some the whole time we are in Oklahoma City. Will we have some?
Yeah.
We will have some merch. So please make sure you reach out to one of us, Ebony, Tasha, Shari. Let us know what you want, what sizes you are. So, y'all, tell your friends, tell your ho-ass friends, tell your mama's ho-ass friends and your aunties and your grandmas and your daddies, your baby daddies. Tell them to tell their ho-ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Because it ain't nothing, ain't no other place you need to be. But right here, listen to me.
I mean, why would you listen to anybody else? I'm the realist on the podcast. Why aren't you just listening to me to see what I'm going to say?
Oh, Lord.
I mean, shit.
Boy, this one right here.
She trying to get her motherfucking David Ruffin moment, and you know what I'm saying? Every time. Right. The bitch never gives up.
Love it.
Whatever.
Until next time, everybody. This has been Naturally Unbothered. Thank you guys for listening and watching, because this is another visual episode. It's going to be one part on YouTube, but it's going to be two-part episode on the podcast, because this shit is very long.
And then you'll see, he said he was eating occasionally. You'll see the entire time. That fourth, he bends over and the fork goes to his mouth. So when you see him doing this, he's not slobbing a knob. He's putting something in his mouth. That fork. Shoveling
it. I'm not eating a pussy.
Cheesecake eating.
You down there eating pussy?
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I think like a woman, so everything is slob on the knob. Like corn on the cob. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Shout out to whoever sings that song on, you know? But yeah.
Oh.